You're chewing. Like, I had the headphones on. You're like.
I wasn't chewing on anything.
The fuck are you doing over there?
I had a piece of candy in my mouth.
That's chewing.
It's yeah. not chewing. I wasn't biting it.
Is that what chewing would be?
Yeah.
So you like sucking on the candy?
Pause, so
why, why you suck like that?
Pause.
So you okay, something's in your mouth, you're either chewing or sucking. What you doing?
I ain't doing nothing. I just got I got a piece of candy in my mouth. Like, what are you talking about right, all right now?
You got candy in your mouth.
Why are you being gay, yo?
I'm not. Like, so I was. It was a, you turned this gay.
No.
No. Yes, you did.
No. I told you what I had a piece of candy in my mouth.
But I'm saying, like, why are you chewing like that? Because I had the headphones on. Anything. I'm testing my volumes. This shit's loud as fuck. And you're over here, I thought I was listening to a porn.
You ain't never hear. Stop lying, yo. Why the fuck you doing this right now? Stop lying, yo.
It was loud in my ear.
Whatever, yo.
It was loud. All I said was because I wasn't looking at you. All I said was, what are you...
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her. Dirty J.
What up? Welcome everybody back to the Bumping Gums podcast. Why do I mess up the intro? It's like five shows in a row where I mess up the intro.
Hey, they say players fuck up sometimes.
Damn, it's a lot though. I mean, I got one thing good is my consistency is good.
Hey,
wow. Welcome.
You start somewhere, right?
Welcome everybody back to the Bumping Gums podcast. Thank you for coming back and listening.
Yes,
tuning in, as they say.
Yes.
Hit that subscribe.
Yes.
Like us.
Yes. Share.
Share us.
Yeah. Sharing is caring.
Episode 218. We got it written down right here.
Yeah, like I always do.
Like for the first time ever.
Nah, it's always.
So how was your weekend?
Man, you know, brother had to work.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. You were.
Hold on. No, I was chilling. Yeah, I was chilling. My bad. Man, you know, sometimes days just go by, you know what I'm saying?
They
just
run together. Who you telling?
Yeah, should just be running together.
I had an interesting weekend.
Before you get to the interesting weekend. So, since you was trying to play me at the beginning, it made me think, you know, you was trying to play me. But... You know, AMSR.
The fuck is not
where people make like the little like sounds. So like, you know, people like cook something, then you see them rub the knife across it, so you can hear how it sounds. Like,
okay. Whoosh,
whoosh, and then they'll have the mic real close, and then crunch it.
Okay.
So there's another. I don't remember what it's called. But it's where these people will eat food, and they'll eat it, and they'll be like real loud when they're eating. Like most of these people, when they're eating like seafood boils and shit, and they'll be eating it and like,
oh yeah,
yeah. That's the type of shit you thought I was doing.
You went through all that just to explain that. That was a long ass.
I mean, I don't know what it's called. So I had to think about it the way that it was.
You just went through a fucking 10-minute story to end us nowhere.
10 seconds. 30 seconds.
I wasn't trying to play you.
You was.
I had my head down.
So if you wasn't chewing, then you must have been sucking.
I didn't say it nowhere near like that.
That's what you might as well have said. I looked down, it's like, whoa, is Kev over there in a porn? What the fuck is going on?
He's so stupid. Bro, something's in your mouth, and I'm not even trying to get dirty with it. Something's in your mouth. You're either chewing or sucking it.
No, I'm not. I just have a piece of candy in my mouth.
So what is it? What are you doing with the candy in your mouth?
It's in my mouth. I'm enjoying it.
I'm not. You're taking it somewhere. Don't you even need to be.
You will never hear me say that I'm sucking something.
You taking it somewhere it don't even need to be. I wasn't even trying to go there.
You was trying to be funny.
No, I wasn't. I'm looking down.
Either you're chewing or you're sucking. It sounds like a porn over. Come on now.
No, I took it there because that's what you said. Go back and listen. I was looking down. I'm getting the audio right. Uh-huh. All I heard was.
And I said, wasn't doing all that.
And all I said was, damn, what you chewing on over there? Why are you chewing like that? I didn't know that you were sucking on anything.
Which one is it?
I didn't know. So I said, what are you? And then you was over. You took a chew like three levels up.
I just have a piece of candy in my mouth.
And that's all you had to say.
That's what I said. Candy in my mouth.
And I was like, okay. And we would have been way past it.
That's what I said. But then, no, you're chewing it or you're sucking it.
You're so dumb. How was your weekend? It was good.
You know, it was all right. It was all right. I was chilling.
All right.
How was yours?
I had an interesting weekend.
More interesting than me chewing on some candy?
You taking it somewhere it don't need to be. You go in left field with it. And like,
I go right field, not left.
So we was in a tournament. First, we had the games going on. Okay. One boys won by 1 point.
Okay.
My Outlaws. We're not gonna get into that story, but it was fun. Man, fuck it, bro. We bumping gums.
That's right.
I don't hold nothing back.
It's just us here.
It's just me and you talking. That's exactly. It. I don't hold nothing back. Right. I always keep it true.
That's right.
I had a player on my team who was we got like, you know, new season, new players. Tell my player, hey, get in. My player wanted to tell me, I don't know my position. I said, okay. What position do you play in practice? He wanted to tell me, I play the front back.
Is he playing football?
I look at my assistant. I said,
front back?
Yeah. I said, what the fuck is a front back? I said, a front back? He goes, yeah, I play the front back. I was like, okay.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. To today,
it gets people going.
I'm still trying to come up with drills for a front back position. And I was like, okay, go ahead and sit down. Let me grab the next one. I said, you go ahead and go in. He goes, okay. What position? Ready? Jumps up, eager. What position, coach?
Aye, captain.
I loved it. Right? I was like, yo, go in for the number three. He said, is that where you touch the ball? We won by 1 point.
What are you teaching these kids?
Man, see, that ain't even me. That ain't even me.
How?
That ain't me. I'm not the coach.
That's
my assistant coach right there.
you're the leader of the ship,
man,
right?
Man, I let Jesus take the wheel on that game. And we were up by 10 to 15 points three times that game. And lost it, but we came out on top.
I was about to say, you said that you won.
Yeah, we won. We won, but and then one of my
a ween is a ween.
Why do you say like that? And then one of my guards, my prime guards in the huddle.
Is he a front back as well?
Hey, dick. So he takes control of the huddle, and he was like, we had like maybe like 40 seconds left. He takes control of the huddle. We're up by one. All right, guys, nobody turn over the ball. Just grab the ball and hold it. That's all we're going to do because we had the ball. I was like, hey, he got that. So y'all listen to him, right?
They 5 seconds?
No, like 40 seconds.
No, I'm saying like 5 seconds because you can only hold the ball.
Oh, no, I mean, obviously we're going to be like moving around up top, but he's like saying nobody like basically run off the clock.
Okay.
I think it was 40 seconds. It was like 40 or 30 seconds. Anyway, long story short, he get the ball. They throw it in. He starts trying to drive it. Turns it over. They obviously get the ball. Man, he's so lucky they missed it on the other side. I was about to break my foot off in him, but.
He was being the hero.
And he was trying. I don't know why.
But.
Maybe so that's what a front back does.
So,
I don't know.
So if he was driving, like sometimes you just got to put the, just shoot the rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, we up by one, but anything can happen.
Anything.
So, me, I'm all gas, no brakes. We scoring. That's what I'm telling.
You going for it?
Absolutely.
Balls deep.
We up. We gonna be up. So just in case you have a turnover, just in case anything happens, just in case these motherfuckers hit a three, we got a tie game now at least. You know what I'm saying? Instead of us being down, you know, what, 2 points?
True.
You know, all gas, no brakes, baby.
So that was my weekend. Then my girls were in a tournament. It was okay. We got our ass whooped. I'm not going to lie.
You know.
But it was our first time playing. But the thing about it is.
Now, this is a new season.
Yeah, new season.
Okay.
I got a couple new girls.
Okay.
I'm happy with it, though. I'm liking my team.
All right.
And it's weird. It's been funny because every season, I'm like bouncing back and forth. I like volleyball more this season. I like basketball more this season. Last season, loved my basketball team. All in.
Uh-huh.
This season, I love volleyball.
You know, it's kind of what happens when you have players that test your gangster.
Yeah, they're bad. They really be pushing it with them front back.
Yeah.
But so that was my weekend. My anniversary coming up. I just realized this a couple days ago.
Damn.
I think we're going on 9 years.
Woo.
Up there, 8 years. Something like that. Is it bad that I don't know?
Not exactly.
It's not, right? Because I'm here. I'm out here doing it.
Hey, as long as you know the date.
I know the date. I just don't know how many, like how long. And that's where always, because like, I don't know if it's like, are we in the ninth? Are we going to the ninth? Are we starting the ninth? Are we finishing the ninth? What are we doing? I don't really know.
You know,
we put some time in, though.
As long as you know the date.
We put some time in.
I know the date. I'm going to have, you know, we're going to do some things.
See, and I don't know what to do. So this is where I'm struggling. I don't know what to get her. And honestly, I don't know what I want. I feel like I have everything.
Nah, we never have everything.
No.
No, no. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I always, you know, like I was telling you before, it's always about what someone talks about. So if there's certain things that she talks about, if there's certain, you know, like we kind of tell what we like or what we want through conversations. So, you know,
but the shit she says, I can't give her, like, communication and time and, like, come on, like, I'm busy.
You can give her those.
I'm busy.
But besides that, you know what I'm saying? Dog, okay. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. You know, women love things. Everybody loves to be pampered.
Mm-hmm.
Spa day, facial, pedicure, manicure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tell her you either chew it or suck it.
See? That's what I'm talking about. But no. You know what I'm saying? Like, any of those type of things, you know what I'm saying?
I guess,
like,
you can, yeah, never go wrong with that.
Never go wrong.
I might dabble a little bit.
Couple massage.
That would be okay. I'm too ticklish for massage, bro.
It ain't the same.
It isn't? Okay.
Fuck no. Like, it's not like it's a soft touch. It's like,
gangster,
you know,
with it?
Well, not, I wouldn't say gangster, but you
they,
like.
They're going to be grabbing on my fat and shit.
You'll be like, you like, damn, you got some strong ass hands, bitch. Like, what? What you been doing? You burn those little hand thingies, the hand strengtheners? Yeah, it
feels that's what like, they be doing.
It feels like they be doing using those all the time. Like, their hands be strong.
I let my love handle go.
Nah, they won't be like they hit all the like muscles and stuff like that. But like a couple's massage would be dope.
That'd be fun. So we're actually talking about. So we're supposed to be getting married like 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
We keep putting it off, honestly. And it's not that I don't want to get married, because I do now, especially, and I'm about to get to this in a minute, but it's like, I don't care about the wedding. I don't care if there's a wedding. And it's not that I don't care, it's just I don't care. Does that, you know what I'm saying?
No, it makes sense, but as we all know, the wedding ain't for you.
Yeah.
It's for
but
her.
But I told her the other day, like, honestly, like, this money we put into wedding, I'd rather go on a trip, like a badass trip, or like do something that we really could, like. And I'm not trying to be insensitive about it, and she knows how I am, so it might sound insensitive to you. She knows I don't mean it like that at all, by any means. But it's like something that we really could have, like, memories on her, like, really enjoy. instead of like one night. But the same thing I told my daughter. My daughter wanted the Sweet 16. You and I was like, you're dumb. Like, I can get you a car. Like, no, Sweet 16. You can have a car that would last you a few years at least, at minimum. Or you can have one night of fun. She's like, one night of fun. I was like, we went the Sweet 16 route. I'm glad she did, though. Beautiful night.
Yes.
And it was tons of memories. I didn't think it would be like that. I cried.
Yeah.
But, so it's like, maybe I'll feel different once the actual wedding hits.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, dog, like, obviously, I'm not a married man, but, you know.
Lucky.
When it comes to, it's not luck. When it comes to, you know, memories, you'll have memories, whether it's for the wedding, you're going to have weddings, whether it's for the honeymoon. Like, you're going to be able to have just a ton of memories either way yeah. that you go.
Maybe, but I'll save the wedding for the next time.
But I would say when it comes to things like this, this is when you take the back seat and you give her what she wants.
Mm.
So it's like
in the back seat?
No. Like, if she wants the wedding,
give her the wedding.
Give her the
wedding. After I mentioned like the trip or something like that, she was kind of intrigued. So, like, I'm talking about like a really nice cruise or something like that, like something really cool.
No, that's all dope. And that's great. But I'm gonna tell you, more times than not, you're gonna have a great time on the trip or whatever.
I ain't trying to spend all this money on people that I don't even care about, bro.
Well,
I got like 7 people showing up that I really care about.
Dog, you can streamline things and y'all can, there can be a compromise to where, you know, you can both get what y'all want and have the wedding and still be able to do the honeymoon and have the memories for both.
We'll see what happens, but I'm pretty proud. 9 years, and somewhere around there, 8-9 years, somewhere right in that ballpark. I know it's not 10. I know it's not over 9, and I know it's not 7. So it's about eight, nine.
So it sounds
years.
Like eight.
Eight years. Let's go with eight. That's 8.5. Fuck it. To be safe.
Can't be a half.
Why is that?
Well,
if we got together like in May, yeah, it could be a half.
No. If
what are you talking about?
If you're saying that it's the anniversary date.
Yeah.
Then there is no half.
Well, we got together in August, so it's like later in the quarter. So it's like 7.75.
If that's the date, it's the date. It's even numbers.
Okay.
Not.
So 8.75.
No. 8. A solid 8.
I'm lost. You really crack yourself. Bro, when you come up with these jokes, like, you're the.
Nah, you have knee slappers, man. What are you talking about?
8 knee slappers.
What are you talking about? Knee slappers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you have them slaps.
Stop saying that. It's so stupid.
You don't like slaps?
Stop that. Bro, speaking of slaps, tell me why. Okay. I had my team over the other day. Right? We're watching footage from the game. Having a little bonding day. They came to swim. Had some pizza, shit like that.
All right.
We start to, one of the kids' moms is here.
Okay.
We start chopping it up about women.
Okay.
Not me and the mom, me and the boys.
Okay.
We're like just joking around. Like, he's like, hey, coach, where the girls at? I'm like, you wouldn't know what to do with nothing when they come. Shut up. He's like, man, I know everything to do. I see you. He goes, my mom knows that I know everything to do. I was like, don't want to yell that. Dad, don't. And he wasn't catching on.
Right.
And he was like, my mom knows everything I could do. I was like, stop saying that. Like, don't.
Why are you telling us?
And he's still not catching on.
How old is he?
They're 13-ish. I don't know how old he is. Yeah, by far. That's why I know. And I'm trying to tell him, and his mom's laughing. I'm like, stop. Because he thinks you're going along with it, but he doesn't understand that he's really saying something that's probably going to put him in therapy for a while. And she's like, I know, and I'm laughing, but I want to tell him. But I was like, but you need to tell him, like, that's not something you yell.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, bro, come here. I pull him aside. I said, well, away from the boys, because the boys are laughing. Everybody gets it but him. I'm like, stop saying that your mom knows what you're capable of doing, because it just don't sound right. He goes, well, she does. She knows what I'm about. I was like, stop. It was just.
Yeah.
It was funny, but.
He didn't get it.
He wasn't getting it.
Nah.
He didn't get it. No knee slappers there.
Yeah.
Keke Palmer at the Usher concert. That's how you wrote?
Yeah. I mean, You saw the footage.
Did I?
You should have.
No.
Jeez.
I missed it. What happened? What happened?
Oh, God.
Spill the tea, sis.
Jesus Christ.
I love your hat, by the way.
I love it, too. Oh, so.
Keke Palmer.
So, Usher
uh-huh.
has his residency in Vegas.
Okay.
Everybody and their mama is going to see Usher in concert.
It's been the talk of the town.
It's been the talk of the town. He does this thing.
Steal where, your girlfriend.
Where he serenades women in a particular
area. Has he cleared of all STDs now?
We never know if he even had it.
Okay.
So, you know, he goes up. He sees her. He's like, oh, shit. Keke. Fancy seeing you here. And he goes on and starts to serenade her.
Okay.
You know, hits her with the, there goes my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no. No, there goes my baby. One of them damn songs. He's got so many good damn songs, I don't even remember. But anyway.
He hit it with the baby music.
But he comes in and he starts singing to her. He's serenading her. And she looks great. Even, you know, she just had a baby. Looks great. Had on a, you know, had on the little see-through
outfit. I did see it.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Yeah.
There was a table between them. He was singing her. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he's singing the song to her. He, you know, they're doing her thing. She sings a little bit. And she's just, you know, enamored with.
A what?
Enamored.
I thought you said he hammered. The fuck? What is
I don't know what they did after the show. You know what I'm saying? He may have hammered her. We never know. But she was enamored. And she was, you know, her friends and everybody, she was doing the, you know, the, oh my God, I'm so hot. And, you know, the girl shit. Now, her baby's father is at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got.
Now, this is going viral now.
He's got the baby on his shoulder. He's, you know.
But who's the father? Is he like someone like.
He's some dude.
Yeah, okay.
He's some guy.
He's not an Usher.
He definitely ain't Usher.
Okay.
I mean, there's not many Ushers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't talking about the church Usher. You know what I'm saying? We talking about Usher. Raymond.
U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah, man. So it started a whole lot of shit because. You know, the child's father sees this in real time with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He sees that, you know, his child's mother is at the Usher Raymond show with her ass out and looking good and commits to start talking shit online.
This reminds me of a story from one of our friends, bro. Like, so he was mad. His girl cheated on him. He found out, I got the guy's number, and we're grown. We're in our 20s, like mid-20s, bro. Mm. He calls him. He's like, how you gonna disrespect the birth canal my baby came through? I was like, what?
What?
I'm in the car.
Now, that is funny.
I'm in the car, bro.
I would have hollered.
I did. I'm in the car. I literally stopped, and I turned traffic going around me. I looked at him and said, what'd you just say?
You did like Lonzo?
Yo, and he's screaming, how you gonna disrespect the birth canal that my daughter came through? And he was so serious. He was heated. He was red. Eyes was watering. He was so mad. Like, he was just like,
yo,
he was pissed.
Yo, I swear to God, that's one of the funniest sayings that I've heard in a very long time. Like, I used to think that was funny when guys back in the day, they wouldn't say that she had a kid. They would say that she had a fuck trophy.
Oh, what? I've I've never heard that in my life.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, yeah. People, like, back when I was a teenager, we would call kids.
Hey, but it makes sense, though. It makes sense.
Oh my God. That shit was hilarious. But anyway. But anyway, the father is at home with the baby.
Okay.
Kiki is in Vegas having the time of her life.
Getting hammered.
Enamored. So he sets off some tweets and he's like, but your mom, but your mom though, you know what I'm saying?
He hating.
He says,
so are they together or is that just the baby daddy?
I mean, I think they're together.
Okay.
You know, he said but you're a mom. And then he says something about the dress. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, oh, bro. Like, come on.
So.
I get it. He's upset. But you can't tell me he ain't sitting at home, ever looked at no female or nothing like that, and be like, wait, that's a mother. I cannot look at her like that.
Right.
Come on, man.
I mean, more than that, I just look at the thing like, yo, kind of like what you said before, right? And this is always, you know, my thoughts as well. Don't go to the internet about your relationship.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Like, you got to look at, Kiki Palmer, I think, has like 13 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many followers he has, because I don't know.
Probably about 17, something like that.
But you don't weaponize, you know, that following that she has. And it kind of makes you think about, well, what's the state of the relationship? You know what I'm saying? Because not that she has to get approval on what she wears, but it's like that shouldn't be the first time that you see the outfit.
I mean, but she just had a baby. You should actually be proud that she's even wanting to wear something like that. Second off, that she's killing it.
The snapback was real.
Yeah, like
when she did that little what's it called, pirouette. When she did their little spin, I was like, okay, Kiki, I see why you left it in. You know what I'm saying? What? Did I say something wrong?
You can't say that.
Why? I see why he left it in.
I get it.
So, if say this is you in your relationship, and how do you handle the situation?
See, I don't know, because I don't really like... First off, everybody's opinion is going to change when they're actually in that situation.
Oh, absolutely.
And I definitely feel I'm one of those. Because I'm going to say, it's no big deal. But obviously, I think it'll change when I'm in that situation.
I'm not a jealous person.
See, and I'm not either.
But I also
wonder if I am. I'm going to ask her. I'm gonna ask her if I'm a jealous. I don't think I am.
I also didn't really see her do anything.
Yeah, there was
nothing
wrong with that.
Like, it's now, I can say this. It's different because she is in the business, right? So if you're you're in the business, you have to look at things probably a little bit.
You have to definitely have a tougher skin.
You know, she's been in the industry since she was a kid. He's been in the industry since he's been a kid.
See, and then, like, also think about it. We're nobodies compared to them. You got Usher, like, hitting on your wife. I'll probably be excited. Like,
I wouldn't even say that he's hitting on her. That's a part of his show.
Yeah, but you chose her to do that, too.
I would already
be tweeting like, yo, Usher about to fuck the shit out of my wife. Like, I'd be proud. Like, I'd be excited, like, for
that,
her.
That he's going to disrespect her birth canal. Usher disrespected the shit out of her birth
canal. Oh, man. I'm just saying, like, for my girl to be able to catch Usher's attention, I'm doing something right. Or maybe she is, but it's a compliment to me too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a backhand compliment.
Yeah. So like, bro, hit it. Like, please make, if you can't make a video, let it go viral. I'll be like, yo, that's me right there. That's mine.
Make my girl happy tonight.
Yeah. Less work for me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now I say it, but I feel like, I don't know.
See, I can tell you, me personally, looking at that, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing done wrong.
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't be mad. Like, I definitely wouldn't go to the internet. Like, if I had an issue with anything, which I didn't really see anything that she did wrong, like, it's somebody that she knows. He came up to her table to sing a song to her. She put one hand around his neck. And then they was kind of, you know, grooving to the music as he sung
what
to
they
her.
Does. Now, the funny thing is, okay, how much longer was she in Vegas after that? Because, you know, this motherfucker at home got to be going crazy. Like, what's going on? Did she fly home right that night? Was that her last night? Or was that day one of a 7-day trip to Vegas where he was just every day, like, checking her location? Like, you know, he had to be going crazy.
Now, that poses a different question. Now, if she's there for, say, a girl's weekend.
Man, that was the beginning. It started off like that?
Dog, let's just say this is the weekend. You know, say this is the cap of the girl's weekend. But I can't get in contact with her.
Oh, man.
So, like, say you know, man, the show is over.
Her birth canal is destroyed.
And you call her like, hey, I see you on the internet. You done went viral.
Call me when you get a chance.
You know what I'm saying? And no answer.
Oh, man.
That would be, for me, that would be the part that would probably make me stew a little bit. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, she ain't answering the phone? Like, that would be when your mind starts playing tricks on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her birth canal would be just...
So you telling me you let Usher destroy your birth canal?
It's liking another woman's pics, a form of cheating. We've gone through this, and baby don't like it. She like, cause especially when I like all the half nude ones, and then I skip everything else. Am I wrong?
Hold on. You're joking, right?
She gets mad, bro. Oh. And I'm like, no, I was scrolling. I must have actually double tapped it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, my God. You're wild. You're a funny dude, yo. I swear to God, you're funny as shit.
She be getting mad like I'm doing something wrong. Like, what the fuck? It's a picture.
All right, so like, I get it, right? We're on social media, and that's what we do.
Yeah,
we like pictures, right? Me personally, again, I'm not a jealous person. I'm not jealous at all. But I would feel a certain way. If, say, my girl is always liking certain people's pictures, but it ain't when they're dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they're always half naked.
Mm.
When they got their titties out.
Mm-hmm.
Titties out, abs out. You know what I'm saying? You might see a little bulge.
Ooh.
You know? It's like, the fuck's going on? Why you all? Now, I'll say this, it's also different, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's different if, say, it's a celebrity.
Okay.
Right? But if it's regular Joe Smo down the street.
I guess when you put it like that, yeah.
And you see that.
See, and all mine are Joe Blow down the street, because I'll be liking them hood girls. Like, ain't no celebrity out there looking hood and all that. Like, and yeah, that's I'm probably messing up.
Yeah,
so that's my bad.
It's yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, it's different when it's definitely different when it's like that. But when it's somebody like
famous, it's cool.
When it's somebody famous, It's like, you know, you don't.
It's
have
not the, like those Instagram models,
yeah.
Like, come check out my OnlyFans type,
right?
Why subscribe because it's free type shit. Where like,
right?
Okay.
But if this, you know, chick at apartment B, and
oh,
she's at the pool,
yeah, they hood.
She's at the pool and nipples is hard, and you like, ooh. Oh shit,
and the flame emoji.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too much.
She's like, why you put the flame emoji? Like, it's hot out there. Like, look how hot she looks outside.
It's like there used to be an
burning
old,
up.
Like, it used to be an old trend on social media where somebody would take a picture and the girl would be beautiful, and they would pick out anything in the surroundings
mm-hmm.
to comment on other than the chick. So it's like, damn, that water looks great. You know what I'm saying? I would love to get inside of that. Oh shit! Look at how light that sand is. Is that a yacht in the background? You know what I'm saying? You would just say all kinds of wild shit, other than you know comment.
So you saying for me to cover it up? I should do that.
No, don't do.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's pretty easy to figure it out after.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah, I got
no,
you.
No, no.
Look at that water glistening off of you.
Yeah. No. Just, no,
no, oh, we'll talk later about it. man, I forgot what I was doing. Is the top three to five rap storytellers? Who you got?
You already know who I got.
Biggie,
baby, number one.
All right,
Slick Rick.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, old school. Slick original.
Rick. Yeah.
Well, I would say he was close to the, if not.
Yeah, he told stories.
I know he did, but he was like one of the ones that started like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nasir Jones.
Okay.
Ice Cube. Because I say Ice Cube and Nas honestly could flip-flop.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put them in the same category. I mean, I would put them in the storytelling category, but not neck and neck.
I don't know. I know that Ice Cube is a hell of a storyteller, right? But unfortunately for Cube, he has a ton of storytelling raps.
Yeah.
But the problem is, Today Is a Good Day is such a huge song still to this day. That don't nobody ever think about any of his other songs than Today Was a Good Day.
And a lot of people don't know he ghost wrote a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Not even stories, just songs.
Because the boys in the hood is always.
Not only that, I mean, look at all the movies he's written.
Yeah. He's a storyteller.
Beyond Fridays, just a Friday series. He's written other movies.
Are We There Yet?
That are classics.
Yeah.
But. And Nas ain't done that, so I don't know. You might be onto something.
But Nas has.
Oh, some, Nas, yeah. Don't get it twisted.
He's got some dope songs. Like,
And I didn't even think. I'm thinking strictly music, but you went out. You branched out, Kev.
Yeah, no. Wow. I'm talking about the storytelling.
Wow.
It's all about the storytelling.
Fuck my list now.
And who would I say is five?
Oh, so we're going five. I wonder how many I got.
Who would I have? Oh, Scarface.
Oh, okay. You went, damn. You dug deep.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about, like, people that I know, like, for real told stories. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Nas, definitely. And these aren't in order at all. Nas. Who's the one I like from... Slaughterhouse.
Joel.
Ortiz. I like him.
Okay.
Kendrick.
Okay.
I like his stories, even though the last album was, I like it.
My auntie is a man now.
Where am I, three?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was actually a pretty good story, though.
Yeah, no, it was. He's had a couple, actually.
I ain't like the flow, but, you know.
Oof.
His auntie is a man now.
Hey, you said some good ones. I'm trying to, like, keep up now. I'm thinking East Coast, and I really can't. Man, I'm gonna have to come back. And I had my list earlier.
Uh huh.
I can't really think.
It's okay.
I'm lost.
It's okay. It's all right.
I mean, I don't want to say Biggie. I really don't. But he's got to be up there. Because you're asking my top five.
Yeah. Like,
no, he's a great storyteller. He's just not my top. I'm not a huge Biggie fan. I'm not saying he's not good. He's definitely good. My son's a huge Biggie fan.
It's crazy. Like, you know, unfortunately, obviously he was, derailed. You know, he has a short catalog, right?
Yeah, that's why I just. But it's a classic catalog.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you think about the fact that this man passed away, was taken from us in the, what was that, 97?
And he's still around for being
and
so brand new.
People are still talking about this man as being the best all these years later. It's like, man, you know, it is what it is.
I know. I'm gonna have to go. And Eminem, I know you hate him because we started comparing. You hate him. You said because he was white.
I didn't say that.
J. Cole.
Okay,
but see, I didn't go as deep as you. I didn't really think like classic.
Yeah,
but yeah, Slick Rick, yo.
Yeah. Children's Story.
Like that probably had to be the biggest one. There's
Uncle so Ricky. Many.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Good list.
Yes, sir.
But speaking of that, we got Le'Veon Bell talks about brown bag money. What the fuck? Brown bag money for features?
Yeah.
So he's like, he's wanting the brown bag? I know there was an issue.
No, he's paid a couple artists like.
That didn't deliver.
Right. Instead of going through the label and everything, you know, he's trying to, you know, build a relationship with said artists and was like, yo, I got whatever it is for this feature. You know what I'm saying? And like, boom, here's 20, here's 30. Let's get in this booth. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the studio, come through. You know, and
but makes you wonder, like, how much does that go on in the industry? I've seen a lot of it firsthand. When I was producing music, I used to have artists come in and just do feature nights, if you want to call it, mm-hmm. where they would book 2-3 hours and they would just go live right now. Like, hey, I'm here doing features. Hit me up. Right. And these were well-known artists.
Mm-hmm.
I would be engineering those sessions. And I would just tell you like this. I would want my money back.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I would get, I would, because we were right then and there, they would literally go live and they had a following, so they would start getting hit up. And I would see the Cash App, ding, ding, ding. That's all you hear. I'm like, damn, man, the features are here. I go, find a beat. They said they want something like this. You have a beat like that? And I'm like, I was throwing a beat. They didn't care. Or sometimes they'd be like, they're about to email you the song, whatever. And because a lot of times they'd be like, hey, just send me a verse about this and we'll put it on the song later.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would be like, hey, they're sending me a beat,
mm-hmm.
load it up. They would spend maybe a few minutes on it and put it out and send it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was like, you're done. And they go, yeah, send it. Okay. And these are some of these artists, I'm like I say, all of them, some of them were decent, some of them were good. Not the one hitter quitters good.
Yeah, it's one of those things that the brown bag money, I don't even know why. I guess it happens to, you know, guys that have like that disposable income.
Yeah.
You know, considering the fact that Le'Veon Bell was a football player, so, you know, he's had some big contracts, right?
I couldn't do it though.
So here's the thing. If you don't know the industry like that, and you're thinking that money talks and bullshit walks, right? So if you're thinking that, hey, I hit up, you know, whatever artist, and like, yo, I got this song, I think you'd be dope on it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's not even do this thing with the label, yada yada yada. You know what I'm saying? I'll go ahead and give you your fee. whatever your fee is. So say 20, 30, 40 is your fee. Hey, I got that. Just come through to the studio. Let's put this work in. And then they give you some trash. Like, go through the label.
Yeah. Like they say, you get your money's worth.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, a lot of times, if you don't go through the label, say they give you some fire, the label still has to clear it.
Yeah, still shut that down.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, just go through the label.
Who would you get for a feature? Like, if you were doing a hot song right now.
You know, we kind of talked about this before, but if we're not going, say, with your top-tier rappers,
yeah.
If we're going below that, I would want to feature with Benny the Butcher.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, Benny be killing shit.
That'd be nice.
You know, he. I don't know if he always does it, but it's like I love when he you know comes on the verse and he's like the butcher's coming, nigga. Like when he says that, you know you about to get like he's about to kill some shit.
You get goosebumpies.
Yeah. No, not goosebumps, but you know what I'm saying? It's like you hear it, it's like, oh, yeah, he's about to light this shit up.
I would probably go somewhere with Houston, like someone big, though. Like, I would have, like, Zero? This is like, I would love to. Wow, you're a hater, bro. Wow.
Or my guy Gibbs, Freddie Gibbs.
Such a hater.
I mean, you can barely understand what he's saying.
No, you can't. You can hear it clearly.
He don't enunciate that well.
Man, I just heard, what's his name? Chameleon Air coming to San Antonio. I'm trying to go see that. He hasn't performed in a long time. Man, you're just a hater. All right. American Gladiator documentary is out. I just found out about this tonight. I'm excited. I'm probably going to watch it tonight.
Dog, you got to see it. Did you ever used to watch
this? Yes, like, yeah.
I'm not even talking about the actual doc itself. But
no, the show, yeah.
The show. That used to be my shit.
Yeah, I was always in it.
That was my shit. Like,
what was your favorite? Like, well, like obstacle, or what was your favorite? Like,
well,
the football one was dope. I liked where they had to, yeah, like, yeah,
yeah. I would say the football one was probably my favorite. And then you know, like as they started going, you know, as it started getting new, older, it kind of started reminding you of like. The American Ninja Warrior.
I was just
shit.
Thinking about that right now.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me.
Well, American
you of that.
Ninja Warrior came out later, didn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But it's like similar. It's the obstacle course.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but what's the document about though?
It's about them and their story.
Like steroids and shit.
Them, their story, steroids. Not getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they.
I mean, they're gladiators. You really didn't get paid. You played for your life. So yeah, they should have seen it coming.
But yeah, they got screwed.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. I want to see it. So what I was telling you about was I've been watching. I know we talk a lot, but what we've been watching was Swagger came back season 2. Ice Cube's son, killing it. Very underrated actor, I think.
No, he's actually a very good actor.
Oh yeah, and on this show he's really good. It's Apple Plus exclusive.
Okay.
Definitely worth just buying Apple for that.
Okay.
I seen season 2, got my son hooked on it. It's loosely based on Kevin Durant's life. Loosely based on him. It's about this kid, Jace Carson, who's ranked in your area, the Maryland DC area.
Okay.
He's
like
ranked
Kevin.
Yeah, he's ranked in the story's about Kevin.
Well, I'm just
yeah, so he's ranked in the top like 3 or 5 or something like that.
Okay. And highly ranked.
Yeah, and it kind of like just follows him and there's a lot of drama. I don't know how much of it is true. I know it's loosely based is a loosely used term, but it's good.
You got the
acting
drama.
The acting is great.
Okay,
it's not no bullshit, no whammies.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
No whammies, do it.
I'm gonna have to check it out for sure.
Larry Nassar stabbed, and I'm glad. Is that wrong to say?
No, it's definitely not. The thing that's crazy is that he's been in prison for a while.
Yeah, he's been in there for a minute already. A good. At least 5 years.
Yeah, it's been. It's
if you don't know, this is the dude that was the doctor
coach.
For.
Yeah,
was
doctor.
It? Yeah, he was a doctor for the gymnastics girls
for the Olympic team.
And he was.
He was the doctor for them for years
and doing things for years.
Yeah,
like
that's a whole different thing. Yeah. I'm not going to get into, but he did a lot of inappropriate checkups, let's just say.
Yeah.
And it got pretty bad, and he's in, bad enough to put him in prison. And I really wish, like, if you don't know me, I'm so against protecting, like, pedophiles.
Right.
If you go to prison, why should you be protected?
You shouldn't.
Why? I don't get it.
Not that person.
Nah. You're in a secure housing unit. You're yes. So people might say, well, at least he's in behind bars, or he only gets 1 hour a day. Who gives a shit? What about these girls that are life are ruined because of him?
Right.
Go to prison. No protection.
Gin pop.
Mm-hmm. Clap them cheeks. That's what I say.
So you want the, you know,
either he's chewing or sucking. Hey, bro, but like, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I got friends that are gay in jail, so I'm not worried about it. Like, all right, let it go. So, like, yo.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious.
Hopefully, this ain't the last time.
I'm surprised they lived.
Yeah. Well, like, what they get him with? Did they release details or?
Yeah, I don't know. But he got stabbed several times.
Yeah, wow.
So I'm
bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, I'm surprised they lived through it.
Did them American Me style.
You know, or maybe that's just like the entree. I mean, no, the appetizer.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
it's a little sample.
Yeah.
Little Sunday sample.
Yeah, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Let you get touched up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Thought shit was sweet, huh? Yeah. Nobody fucked with you yet. Okay.
Jay Lang.
Get a little pokey pokey. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of being touched up, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, are they really going to have a dick measuring contest?
Oh, man.
Mark. Hey, like, okay. They tell you, Kev, we going to pay you $2 million. For this contest, for you to be the measurer, do you do it?
Why?
You're the measurer.
Why?
You're like the, because they need somebody official to measure, or even a judge. Because these guys are rich. Isn't Elon Musk like the richest person in the world or something like that?
I don't know if he is right now.
Who's richer, Elon Musk or
I
Mark?
I think Mark might be richer than
really?
Elon.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I heard a weird story. I heard Elon Musk is, how would you say it? His mom.
Okay.
Elon Musk's mom. Would it be plural? Muskus?
Yeah. No.
Elon Musk's mom, when she visits, she has to sleep on the floor. You think that's true?
What?
That's what I'm just saying. I read.
Maybe she has a bad back.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know. We had to do some research on that.
But, okay, back to the contest.
No.
Who you got? Who you think's bigger? Let's be real.
I don't know. I don't think this is happening. Right?
You don't think so?
No. But if I'm going to play the game with you, right, I'll play the game with you.
Finally. You never want to play with me.
Pause. Come on. Stop.
Why you always think I'm taking it there? No, just play with me for a little bit. Come on.
You're doing it again.
How? What am I doing?
You did you hear yourself?
I said play with me.
Exactly. Think about how you saying it.
You be, man. Think about how you're hearing it.
No, it's about how you're saying it. It's how it's hitting my ears. It's not hitting my ears in the right spot.
Look what you're saying.
It's not hitting my ears in the right spot. Like, it don't sound right. But if I'm going to play the game with you, right? I would say the person that's initiating the game, the contest
is bigger.
Would be the winner. Yeah. Like, normally you don't go to that unless you think that you're like that. Well, fuck it. Let's measure our shits.
What if you, like, you don't think they're gonna call your bluff? And maybe that's what you want them to think, that yours is bigger. But now he's like, let's just say that's Elon calling it. And Mark's like, all right, let's do it right here and now. You know, oh, I didn't mean right now. Like, it's a little cold. Like, I don't know.
I mean, hey, I think it's like when we talked about it before, right? And Elon was like, he's up for, you know, the little, you know, the cage fight, right? Mark jumped in quick. Send me your location. He said that because he was confident because he's been training in mixed martial arts. So it's a confidence thing. You're not going to say some shit like that unless you're confident that you're going to come out on the right side of it.
So who started it?
Started what?
The contest.
The dick measuring contest or?
Yeah, that one. Who brought it up?
Elon initiated that.
So you feel like Elon is swinging?
No, I didn't say that. See?
Well, you just said it. What
the fuck? You.
My bad, yo. No, you just said the one that brought it up is the one that's winner.
No.
He's the wiener.
I said.
You get what I did there?
I tried not to pay attention to it. But I said that if I was going to play the game with
you. Okay.
I'm only playing a small portion of the game.
A few inches of it.
Just a very small portion. So if I'm playing,
how small like that small.
So I'm playing.
So you say Mark Zuckerberg small or Elon Musk small?
So if I'm playing the game, I'm just gonna go. The person that initiated is gonna be the one that would that you would think.
See, and I got Mark on that one. That's crazy.
Why you think Mark is swinging?
I just feel like the confidence in that. Like, you started Facebook, you took out MySpace. Like, you got to, I feel like you just got to have a set of balls to, like, just take out these monster companies.
You just doing a lot with your verbiage.
Well, like, what are
you got to do a lot taking out these monster. What?
There's nothing wrong with what I just said.
It sounds nasty.
You're hearing nasty.
It sounds nasty to me. I don't know, but. And like that, we out.
Heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J.